Hey, we are so glad you're with us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We are shining the spotlight on the Dallas Mavericks, going one-on-one with the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folwell. And before we highlight so many of the new players that are on the team and the difference that they're making, you really have to tip your hat to Rick Carlisle. Some of my guests that have been on the show, they were talking about, you know, he's an early season favorite for being coach of the year and what he's been able to do with his team. So this is the third straight season for the Mavericks to have eight new players. How is he consistently getting his players to buy into the we versus the me mentality?
Well, I think that you've got an owner who helps set the culture in terms of Mark Cuban and a general manager in terms of Donnie Nelson. I think both of those guys, you know, they acquire players who have the right mindset. They bring guys in and they bring them in under the idea and the pretense and the notion that, you know, the culture here is very team-oriented and very system-oriented. And then you've got a superstar like Dirk, who also sets that sort of tone. So I think Rick certainly plays a role in it, but I think Rick is a cog in the wheel in terms of a structure of an organization that's set up to have a culture where it's a team-first mentality and everybody buying in. And the thing about it is that Rick is just a relentless. You know, as a player, he worked very hard to be able to carve out, albeit a short career. He did have a career in the league for five seasons, and he learned from some great coaches, Chuck Daly, you know, played alongside Larry Bird and coached under Larry Bird for a few seasons in Indiana. So Rick's had good mentors, and they've all sort of, you know, instilled that notion of everybody's got to be ready. Even if you're not in the rotation this week, you may be in the rotation next week because of an injury or a foul situation, or I just might feel like that your particular special skill set will fit the table, will fit the need that we have in this particular game. I think that the thing that Rick has always done is he's always focused on that it's not about what you can't do with the Mavs, it's about what you can do. And that's something that Rick said on the podium after Game 6 in Miami, all the way back in 2011. That's really stuck with me, that his attitude is to take a player, and even if he's a specialist, even if he only has a handful of things and he's not a well-rounded, highly versatile guy, there's still a way to put his particular skill set to use. And so I think for many, many years now, the reason that it's worked is because Rick demands that everybody stay ready, be ready, even if you're not consistently in the rotation. They bring guys in that all have some sort of special skill that he's able to maximize that special skill, that particular skill that a player might have that can help the team.
Well, Rick Carlisle certainly brings out the best, and obviously coming into the season, there was a ton of curiosity on how Deron Williams would mesh within his system. He's averaging 15 and 6 assists. But talk to me about defensively. How good is D. Will defensively for this Mavericks team?
He's good. He's definitely good. And I think getting a chance to see him up close and personal, I think I have a new appreciation for how he plays defense. And some of it probably is being healthier than he was in his time with Brooklyn. Injuries were bothering him over his last couple of years there. So I think that's, he's gotten after it defensively this year, and he's had some very, very good individual performances from a defensive perspective. And you know, to go along with that, I think that's helped him on the offensive end of the floor, too. I mean, D-Will's been engaged. He's been getting more comfortable. He's understanding the system. And I think that there's just been a gradual improvement as the years unfolded. And you look at his more recent numbers, and you're talking about somebody who's been, basically for about the last month now, he's been the Mavs' leading scorer. He's averaging 17.5 points a game, and Dirk's right there at 17. So D-Will's brought a lot to the table for the team this year, I think, on both ends of the floor.
Well, also another guy that's brought a lot to the team is Zaza Pachulia. Did you know he was going to be this good, Mark? Come on.
Oh, no. You know, Alyssa, I've always liked Zaza. I really have.
Okay.
But I've always felt like that he was someone who was really well-suited to be a fantastic backup center who could slide in and start a handful of games if you were injured, if a player was injured. And more than just a handful of games. I mean, he started a whole bunch when Al Horford had a couple of long-term injuries during seasons in the past in Atlanta. But I didn't have any expectation that Zaza would come in here and play at this high of a level. I mean, I thought they were really going to have to lean on the other guys on the roster and hopefully be able to get a solid 24 minutes out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's nights that it's really, really hard for Rick to get him out of the game, to take him off the floor because of all of the great things that he's bringing to the table for the Mavs. I mean, we're talking about somebody who's basically playing 30 minutes a night, 29 minutes.
Right.
And he's so versatile and so skilled – and he's such a good passer, and he hits his free throws, and he's just been very, very tenacious in terms of going after rebounds. And the way the Mavs have their system structured this year, they're really, really making a commitment to get back on defense, and so the only guy they want crashing the offensive boards is the center. And Petrulia's done a great job in terms of offensive rebounding. Since he's one of the few people on the team asked to do it, he really, really embraces that role and competes hard on the offensive glass, but he does on the defensive boards as well. I mean, this is why you're talking about somebody who's one of the top 10 rebounders in the league so far this year in Petrulia, and he can score around the basket, and his mid-range jumper, after being a little bit off at the beginning of the year, is getting better and better. Free throw shooting has been a real pleasant surprise in terms of how frequently he's gone to the line this year. It's tailed off just a skosh lately, but for a lot of the season, Zaza has been a guy who's hovered around 15 to 20 to 20th in the league in terms of number of free throws attempted this year. So the guy's been a godsend to the Mavs. I mean, he's been fantastic, and it was a really, really great stroke of smarts and maybe a little bit of luck that Mark and Donnie were able to put together the deal to acquire him from Milwaukee after the DeAndre thing went south. They put together a deal where they basically gave up nothing to get Zaza, and it was a fantastic addition to the team. And he's another guy who has fit into the culture of the organization. He's part of policing the locker room, and he's part of having a great team first mentality, a pleasant guy, a good guy to be around, and a good teammate, and knows, you know, off the floor the kind of way you have to carry yourself. But when he steps between the lines, the guy's a hell of a competitor. And I've really enjoyed getting a chance up close to watch him play.
He's been a double-double machine and an incredible bargain for the Dallas Mavericks, talking about Zaza Pachulia. The great Mark Folliwell has been with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer. I know you've been a good boy this year. What's Santa going to bring you? Maybe a win against Golden State on the 30th?
Oh, gosh. I don't think they're playing on a back-to-back, unfortunately. I think they've got a home game against Sacramento a couple of days beforehand, so that's one aspect of it. Yeah, that's one aspect of that Milwaukee loss they had last week that won't be prevalent on that night whenever they play the Mavs on December 30th. But it's going to be fun, and I got to tell you, Alyssa, I mean, I spent a lot of time, even before the loss happened last week, of seeing where they could be. I mean, how if their streak was still continuing in Dallas, where they would be at. And yeah. It would have been amazing. They could have been 30-0 going into that particular game against the Mavs,
really? Okay.
But it didn't. Yeah, didn't turn out that way. The double overtime game in Boston, and playing on the second night of a back-to-back at the end of a 7-game road trip got them last week. But that's still going to be a very, very special night when they roll into Dallas.
Thank you so much, Mark, for joining us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Thanks, Mark.
You got it, Alyssa. Take care.
That, of course, was the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, Mark Folliwell. And right now, we want to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Steve Kyler, our friend from Basketball Insiders. Frank Pomerico talking about his Notre Dame Fighting Irish as they prepare for Ohio State on New Year's Day. Andy Pondillo with our off-season MLB news and notes. And a very special author interview with Davis Miller, international best-selling author, and his wonderful book about Muhammad Ali. And before we close out tonight's show, we want to tell you about a fantastic family essential. That's the Exergen Smart Glow Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Highly recommended. The Exergen Smart Glow Temporal Scanner Thermometer, a fantastic family essential. Email me at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com and we will get you covered. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. And as a show reminder, we will actually be off on Christmas Day, and then on January 1st, we will have a compilation of the best of the Big E Sports Show in 2015. Looking forward to a brand new year and a brand new start right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you soon.